Most of the U.S. Midwest will likely experience some favorable weather as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. There is, however, a region of dryness that's rather significant, and that dry area is inclusive of northeastern Iowa and southern Minnesota. These areas have gone without significant rain for the past couple of weeks in quite a few counties, and if you go back and look at the 30-day rainfall, it looks like a lot of this region has seen less than a half inch of moisture, and the dryness, of course, goes back even further in time across some of the region. Crop stress in the area has hurt production potential, but as we go forward through the coming week, there'll be an opportunity for some additional relief to the area. Recent rainfalls have not been great enough to cause any kind of significant relief, but the temperatures have been cooler, biased at times, and that has helped at least somewhat. We do expect scattered showers late this week going into the weekend. The precipitation will not be substantial enough to seriously change soil or crop conditions, but at least it's a little bit of moisture. As we get into the late Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday time period, the rain potentials in the region will become much higher, and perhaps we'll see a more organized rain event that would have a little bit more impact on the potential for relief for the region. Until that point in time, the rest of the U.S. Midwest will continue to experience a generally favorable weather environment, and I say that mainly because of the significant rains that have fallen here recently. Of course, last week we saw much of the southwestern Corn Belt seeing relief from its persistent season-long dryness. Areas from Nebraska into Missouri and Kansas and southwest and west central Iowa into portions of southwestern Illinois and the western portions of Kentucky all getting significant rainfall. And of course, last night we saw some significant rainfall across portions of eastern Michigan and portions of eastern and northern Ohio, and that has shrunk down the area of dryness quite a bit. But we are still concerned about those areas in Indiana and central Illinois and portions of northeastern Iowa and southern Minnesota where there is still a very definite need for rain, and the sooner the better. We do expect crop stress to continue in these areas until those scattered showers begin this weekend. The temperatures across the Midwest are going to continue to be a little bit cooler than usual. In fact, a lot cooler than usual here today. We expect only upper 60 and 70 degree highs to occur across the region. Normal temperatures this time of the year should be in the 80s across the majority of the region, with some cooler weather across the Great Lakes region. We'll expect temperatures to rebound as we move forward through the end of the week and into the weekend, with temperatures becoming much more seasonable across most of the Midwest. That means temperatures will be back into the 80s. Even some lower 90s will be possible in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt. And we do expect to see the low temperatures at night to run mostly in the 50s and lower 60s here over the next night or two. And then we'll rebound those temperatures back into 60s and perhaps some lower 70s eventually as we get into the weekend and on into next week. In other U.S. and North American crop areas, I think we are looking at generally favorable conditions as well. It is a little dry in portions of southern Georgia and neighboring areas in northern Florida, and they need significant rainfall there. Southern U.S. plains are in need of some additional rainfall as well. And there's some areas in the northern, or I should say northwestern U.S. plains and portions of Canada's prairies that are a little dry as well. But it's getting to be that time of the year that dryness will actually be more of a benefit than a detriment for crop development. We'll continue to monitor those areas. In the meantime, one last stop. In Australia, we do expect to see widespread rain occur Thursday into Saturday of this week. This will be the biggest rain event in that particular region of Queensland and northern New South Wales, seen all season long. And we should see a significant improvement in soil moisture and potential crop development as their reproductive season comes up soon for wheat, barley, and canola. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.